Eric. Hello, Trafos. By the Rosh Hashanah, Shir Gimel continued. Yud Aleph Adar Aleph, Hey Tav Shem Vav, February 20th, 1986, and Thursday continued.
All over. More, sometimes more than 20 needles, he sticks in. Does it have shown leave cavities, holes? Even under the microscope, I'm sure one will not be able to see a hole because it sticks it very mildly. So the moment when you push in a needle in, let's say, in your head or even in your skin, then you take out a needle. Do you see a hole? You don't see a hole. So the lion is probably so handy that he could puncture, you know, if he may. And from the point of view of the lion's, you know, perspective, so it's very mildly, it's superficial. But even though it's superficial and the puncture doesn't involve any perforation of the lungs or the heart, but it punctures through the outside, the goof, you know, the surface of the goof, and it might even touch the heart and the lungs, but only touches it on the surface, thereby producing excessive bleeding, and maybe the behemoth is destined to die. But not immediately. It will die maybe a month later, and so on and so forth. So that's why the Rishonim call it Eres. But it's not to be equated with the Eres of Enoch. Eres of Enoch is poison. And here, it's not in the sense of Eres. I also use it injected the venom. But I mean, it's not to be understood in the same sense as the venom of a snake. I think it means that it produces excessive bleeding, and that cannot, so in such a way that you cannot even see any cavities or any tearing apart of the vital organs, but it still manages to produce excessive bleeding in the vital organs, and that causes a fatality. That causes death. How is it that the Mishnah doesn't mention a very important trait, Tzumas Hagidim? You know what Tzumas Hagidim? That's called, in English it's called Achilles tendon. That's because of the story, I think, in Homer, you know, somebody who cast an arrow into another, I don't remember the names. So, Achilles, you know, into Achilles, the name was Achilles. So the arrow, it was cast into the tendon, the Achilles tendon. What's the Achilles tendon? The Achilles tendon, there's a machlekes l'shem. Of course, it goes without saying. The Tzumas Hagidim represents the convergence of many tendons, and above the ankle, you see, above the ankle, so you have a convergence of a number of tendons that come together, a few tendons that come together. So that's according to some Rishonim, it's in the back of the foot above the heel. And according to some Rishonim, it's in front. But whether it's in back or in front, the Shulchan Aruch passes that we have to be machmir. In other words, if it's nechtechu, the tendons over here, or the tendons over here, So it's straight, because it's machlekes rishonim. Shmuel mentions both of these. So that's straight. That's straight. The Achilles tendon were removed. The Achilles tendon were removed. I know someone, the Chicago rabbi, not going to mention his name, so the Chicago rabbi was dancing at a certain wedding, and then there were some yeshiva bachurim who danced wildly. In other words, they wanted to make a show how the Cossacks dance. So we think that's also part of Frumkeit, you know, to dance like the old Cossacks. So they stepped on him, he fell, and they stepped on the Tzumas Agidim, and he was in the hospital for 4 months in Brooklyn. His life was in danger, even today, you know. But they performed an operation, and he's all right. But Nechtechu Tzumas Agidim is not a simple thing, even today, with all the plagues. So Nitlo Tzumas Agidim, so he's straight. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? V'yishlima v'have b'chol v'himo shenechtechu raglel. So Tesis says that Tzumas Agidim is included in Basgia. B'himo shenechtechu raglel. So in other words, there are two types of b'himo shenechtechu raglel. One type of b'himo shenechtechu raglel, when the upper portion of the hind leg was removed. And the other type of that ragleo, if it was caught in the convergence of the Achilles tendons, above the heel, above the ankle. Now, I would like to mention here, it's very important, we're not discussing the Indian of Tzumas Agidim. As a matter of fact, Tzumas Agidim is one sugyeh that is not even discussed in the Treifes, but in the Imam Kashi, the fine book. We'll have to go over a bit more at the fine book also. I mean, like this, Treifes is only in Perikel Treifes, but Tzumas Agidim is one Indian of Treifes that is discussed in the fine book in the Imam Kashi. Now, so there are two Rishonim in the Gemara. They see there are three porking in the hind leg of the bear. Three porking. One peric, three portions. So one peric, one portion consists of the heel, the foot, the heel, let's say up to the heel. That's our kubo shalomat. That's one. Then the second portion is the shoik. The shoik means from here up to the knee. And then the upper portion from the knee up to the goof. So there are three portions in the leg. So the aloch is like this. If the akur shalimato was cut off in the behemo, then it's clear. If the upper portion of the hind leg was cut off, then it's straight, according to everybody. How about the shake? So one thing is clear. The Tzumas Agidim is at the lower end of the shake. The shake begins here, you see. The shake begins here. Up to here. There's the shape. And this is the Akubo Shalimata. So, if it was cut off in the Tzumas Agidim area, so then of course it's straight. But suppose somebody, let's say a surgeon, he cut off, it doesn't make a difference, surgeon or not a surgeon, he cut off the whole leg of the behemoth. Up to the knee, but that he left intact. So there are two lashons in the Gemara the Fine Bob. The first lashon in the Gemara the Fine Bob is that it's also paper. When is the Kshiro? Only the Akuva Limato was was corrupt. But if this was corrupt, the whole thing, up to the knee, so it's also playful. And the second washing in the Gemara is that if the whole shake was cut off up to the knee, so it's kosher. Now the Rambam, practically most rishonim, passed in like the second washing. That it's treifa only if it's nechtach in the tzumas agidne area, or the uppermost portion of the leg that is joined to the goof, the thigh area. You see, but the shoich, if it was cut off, so is kshel. The shoich chaber mentions both rishonim in shochnoch, and the ramor paskens lechumre. Like the first lotion, that the way Rashi passes, that even if the shoik was nechtach, so it's also there. But many rishonim, especially Chachmei Sfarad, read Ramban, the Hashvod, and Tvor, they pass like a second lotion, that it's only treife if it's nechtach in the tzumas agidin area. That's at the end of the shoik, just above the ankle, or the uppermost portion of the leg. So the Ramban, in the Chiddush Ramban, that I involve, I'm mentioning it because it has to do with the union of treifa chayo or treifa ina chayo. So that's why I'm mentioning it. It's not our union yet. So the Ramban says like this, according to the second Rosh, as the leaf in the Ramban passage, that if the middle portion of the leg, so the knee was removed, it's not right for. So then we have a very remarkable phenomenon. Suppose somebody, a surgeon comes and cuts off in the middle of the tzumas agidin. The aim is a trefo. But suppose he cuts it off here, so then it's not right. I mean, how pishmore I say it. Listen, I mean, here he cut off more. There he cut off only a little bit. He says, don't ask any questions. That's the way it is. So then he discusses another question. Suppose somebody was chayter to Mishagim. And the behemoth also had the two Mishagim cut for a month or 2 months. Then the doctor came and said, why let the poor behemoth suffer and die? It's going to die. We'll cut off the whole leg up to the knee. You know the way they do it. Somebody has been green poisoning. You take off the leg to save the life. So the doctor said, in order to alleviate the suffering of the behemoth and to enable the behemoth to live, so we'll cut off the rest of the hind leg too, up to the knee. Does it become kshero or it doesn't become kshero? Do we say, since originally, so it was caught in the tzumas agidin area, it became treifa already. How can it become kshero if it acquires a shem treifa? Or not? So then the Ramban, he discusses that question. And then the Ramban in Chiddushi, that I involve the sugya in the Imam Kasha, comes to the conclusion that in the Ramban, if somebody cuts the behemoth in the tzumas agidin area, it becomes treifa. But say 2 months later, a treifa can live up to the beis chedesh. So 2 months later, 3 months later, the behemoth is still living. And then if somebody comes and he cuts off the whole leg up to the knee, so then it becomes kshero. The Rosh, the Hashbo, all the Rishonim Achilut and Rambam. The Rosh turned to the Beimam Kasha, in the Rosh. Beimam Kasha. I'm discussing it because it's very important on the Indian of Treifa Chaya Ina Chaya. Now, the Rosh in Bimam Kasha Pirke, the Yavhum, paragraph Zion. The eighth line from the top in the second column is that Kuf Ayin here, and I don't know, I suppose you don't know. The eighth line, the Iksha Rambanza, in Kain, in Mechtecho Agidin, Yachtech Kol Arega Lemaila Mitzimus Agidin, Vitarza Lechshel, Vitzirets Deinach Nam, Tichozro Lechshel, אלא ודא ימשוך את אחה שמיטו תמיס הגילים טריף, but suppose he doesn't cut off the whole leg up to the knee and he shechts it as soon as it was cut in the תמיס הגילים היה, then it's טריף, שהיש בו מקו שנחי, שהיש בו מקו שנחי, בו, ואף על פי שמיוחיתר, you see that Ramban emphasizes שהיש בו מקו שנחיו. That tends to indicate that the נחיו is the essential fact. It's a trait that because it's in נחיו. That's how it's mashed. But of course, that could be, according to what Nitzit says in the Rambam, this could be consistent with Shittas Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, there are two types of traits. There's a trait of that is based upon the law of Mishmi Sinai. Nitl Tzumis Agidin is not included in the list of Yitzchak's traits. But it's trait anyway. So that's trait because of Metalomus. So that's why the Ramban emphasizes Shari Yeish Bo Mako Shinechayo. Or maybe the Ramban Shiti is that all traits are based upon the fact of Metalomus. I don't know. But it could be consistent with the Shittas Rambam, the way the Nitziv explains it. Sha'ayez bo mako shene chayabo. Vav al pishimu yachay techarag ole mailo iso chayabo. Hashtim ye beizim ye shatrifiz bo bo eina chay. Afiu bi bido samoni. Zito yiseida. Bido samoni. Even by administering therapy, medicines. Avo. If after it was caught in the Tzumas Agidin area, Chotach Lomayla Mitzumas Agidin, Kedem Shritosa, Vichoyso, Bahakei Shokto, Lav Mitzumas Agidin is it. Eloch Tuchas Hagleo, Limato, Mina Akubo Kshel, Vintema, so he says Eva Chanan. In other words, it's a very strange thing. Ibrahim is a Treifo, one day, and the next day, no, it's not Treifo anymore, it's Kshelo. Vintema, for his chilo mako zu lehachtis bo biso misukenes hi veloi treifo ukshero vichay mochino treifis nechshar. So you ask a kasha, but since yesterday it was destined to die, so in the tradition treifo, so how is it that when the next day you amputate the whole lower half of the hind leg to the kasha? So that means that Treifor is, he can be poka out. That's impossible. So he says, no, Treifor is not poka. But in view of the fact that ultimately it was cut off, so then it is retroactively determined that the later lomus of the behemoth who temporarily had a chatichas to Mesagidin was not a chatichas to Mesagidim of Treifor, but of Mesagidim. If ultimately, so in other words, the Ramban concedes that it's impossible to say it's Treifor and it's Treifor is one. Treifor is never part. Never part. But if at the end you remove the lower half of the leg, so then it's reactively determined that it was never treifo. But it was destined to die without this operation of amputating the lower half leg. So it is misukenes. התרגל מה אנחנו נשאיר בידי פה ישראל מה כזו אחנו במיס המסיכן את זה לא יקרית הוא קשירו וכן מוצאים את טריפס מכשורס ראי של מקוו ולמסוד על ביס ביס הטריפס כל זו הדיניס דירו פוקשור תרז גמור חס ספונס originally there was nekev in the lung and then the nekev was nistar because the ribs became stuck to the neck so it was blocked so it's kosher so we find something similar Vidas, so the Rosh says that that's a strange sheep. Vidas, this now is the Rosh sheep. Vidas the Chilpri, not only the Rosh is Chilpri. The Hashbo, the Rosh, the Tzur, the Ol Chilpri, most of Shem Achil, and the Rambal Shem. Vidas the Chilpri, so she prays the Tazal, the Hashir, the Yodot, אלא מיד כשנח תוכו בצינוס הגידים מייסר בלחות חונתכי למעלו הויס איפה דברי אלצת כי הוא תקודת בנבדני פיין שירו but if originally he caught it in the צינוס הגידים area above the ankle and then he made the surgical operation and he cut off the whole lower half the leg straight already what he's coming to get for so what is it the so al aha shnechto with things I didn't show them the kone she kronich nazbir chayri at chayte the kone the case in the rei the domal rei she reatmo in medes and masko in sabea no raya because over there it's not that he became chayte it's never became chayte in other words if the nekech occurs in the lung in the place where it adjoins the ribs so then at the very outset we say it's destined to be blocked by the ribs in due course it will be blocked by the ribs and this nekev is destined to be healed by itself but here it's not destined to be healed by itself only for a surgical operation so maybe it becomes straighter and once it becomes straighter how can it become clear and the Rashbo also says the same thing that then he says we say for a truma pasak Rashi because Rashi passes like the first lesson that I have brought that even if at the very outset he cuts off the shape the new knee is also placed so maybe the child doesn't become up according to Rashi Shalek only comes up according to the Pesach of the Rishon Rambam, like the second version, that if originally you cut off the lower half of the leg, you need the knee, so it's shale. So suppose originally you cut it in the inner, and then you amputate the whole lower half of the leg. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishon. Now, let's go back to this. Wie die Kasche, wo nicht der Bäume schnacht, die Frage lehrt, Thema, wie vor, und so zum Sag, wie nun, und kann ich behäte, wie viel, wenn man Kasche die Frage vor, die gehen schlimmer, die bevor, und der Himmel, und der Harre, auf Bäume schnacht, die Frage lehrt, wie auch mal Rabbi, wenn man Schmuel, wenn ich ihn nicht frage, von mir sehe, für die Rabbi, die ich tonne, dass wir gehen lässt, kam auf den Sohn, wie wir gehen lässt, ich schaue mir eben, und tue ihm an der Jahr, und ich sehe, lehne, die sich noch nach Hause, die Jomus, so wie sie nicht nur alles, there is another machleke between Sham Bissila. One machleke is in respect to his own bishop. So, how many vertebrae have to be removed in order that the shedre should be considered as an incomplete shedre? So the Shamaya Machne will say, only two vertebrae are missing, are removed. But if one vertebrae, one chulye is removed, so it's considered a substantially complete shedre. And it is still mitamedeya. The seal our nation said, even if one vertebrae is removed, so it becomes an incomplete chedre, and it's not becoming a air, so the soul is made. Then another question. Suppose a portion of the human skull is cut out. Of the human skull is cut out. In other words, we're not talking about a person who is in lifetime, they cut out a portion. He died, and then he performed an autopsy. And they cut out a small piece from his skull. And the rest happens to be in a certain moment. Is it become a day out, or it's not become a day out? So the Shammai say, if the portion that was cut out from the skull is the size of a Madeach is a certain instrument with which you cut out his neck or something. I don't know myself what kind of meat is neck or something. What is it? You look it up?
A drill,
okay. The as much as a drill can take a hold of it, as a drill can take a hold of it. I mean, how much? What is that? I mean, alright. Gemara in Ferris discusses how much that is. So, if Chinloy Mardeach, so was cut out from the skull, so the rest of the skull is considered an incomplete skull. It's an incomplete skull, so it's not Mitame Be'eya. Silel say that as long as a piece that is enough to be nameless, the person in his lifetime was cut out, the rest of the skull becomes an incomplete skull. How much is it? So the more in Chiras, that one design says that this is the size of the seller. Size of the seller. That was in Mardea, that was known in ancient times in the Alta Sora. The size of the seller. Size of the seller. So that is meant. No. And what is the size of Mardea? As much as a drill can take a hold of. So the more in Chiras, that one design of it, on the says, that is seller plus a little more. Shemaimis Nachai is exactly the size of the seller. Leimandea is a little more than the seller. So again, the Shammai are Machmir and the Silel are made. Because according to the Shammai, only if the portion that was removed from the human skull is has the size of the Sela plus Sela Mordahas, not the Tzutzeles, but the Sela plus a little more than a Sela was cut out. Then the remaining portion is considered an incomplete skull and it's entirely not available. But suppose exactly a Sela was removed from the human skull, so the rest is still considered a complete skull, and it's mitame. So the Amachia, according to the Silel, even just the Sela is removed, it's mitaya intimacy. So again, the Silel is made. Now the question is, after all, the Silel say, that Kishemein is Nachai, so that's Mitzies. The Salaplos is Menis Nachai. Why are the Shamash Berich? What the Achilik and Mitzies? So the Shem made it cash. One extra. The Seal say that the Salaplos is Menis Nachai. And that's why the Shamash say, no, I'm sorry, the Seal say, the Salam Tzimtzemes is Menis Nachai. Smemele, if Yisalam Tzutzemes was removed from the skull, so the remaining skull is an incomplete skull, and it's Toyam Tzimashir. And Shammai say no, only if the little more than Yisalam was removed, then it becomes an incomplete skull. So what is it? The החלק הנמצי, אבל זה לא לכן הנמצי. So basically it's a very strange thought. I shouldn't say strange. It sounds strange. So basically it's foul. There is no mahlis. This is above me. And the Maran here mentioned. So this is above me. This is foul. The Nitzias is foul. Sometimes you remove a portion of the skull by hand. By hand. That's even surgical. So when you remove it by hand, so then it's fatal, even if you remove the salamis and salamis from the skull. Sometimes, machmas chayil, so it deteriorates, and this portion of the skull disappears. So, in order to become fatal, when it happens, it's a result of chayil, then it must be reduced by the size of Kirei Madeach, by the size of the Salaplos, of the Salamor. Oh, that's what he says. Well, we pass. Okay. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, I'm sure that you all went over all the pieces. Now, since I expect to be here tomorrow too. So, I would ask you to start going over the Gemara, not where we left off. We left off the Omar Pitzot Rabbi Yisi from Rabbi Yichan Halochet Ivreim HaKazayis Ivreim HaKazayis. So today you should try to go over the Gemara Dachnun Hei Yom Dalet, the seventh line from the end of Dome, Nikach Um Shal Dayach up to Dachnun Vov Mbobo Mdale Niklakov, just with Rashi. No cases, just with Rashi. And when you go over to the Gemara that Mbobo Mdale about the Chlal, about the other Chlal, at Pipal Shemal, you don't have to go over the second Loshin Rashi and the third Loshin Rashi. Because the second Loshin Rashi and the third Loshin Rashi is very confusing and very complicated, and the main pshat is the first Loshin Rashi. So you can ignore, at this moment, the second Loshin Rashi. Rashi has three Lishenis, just the first Loshin Rashi. That's the main pshat. The main pshat. Okay. Alright. Now I don't know whether I don't want to say anything, because then it might be in the Hasidic. So I don't know how much we will cover. Maybe we won't even reach the Gemara, because I want to discuss the Tamshite about the Mr. Masle and try to answer the Kashas, Kaliye, Tamshagnosi, the cases of the Mutam. Maybe we'll discuss other things in the year. So I don't know whether we'll go, but you have to be prepared. I'm sure that you went over all these things. Because you see, the Rio will start with Simon Lamed next week. So this is the Gemara that is the basis, the source for the Inyonim discussed in Shekhno and Simon Lamed Lamed Aleph. So that's why, right now, I want to go over the Gemara that I made.
Shir Dalad in Shir in Trefos Bello Shishiva Yud Bez Adar Aleph Hitoshim 6 on Friday.
The Omar Rab Yudah Omar Shmuel V'chein Yutay Rav Gemores Vochem Erev Mim 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 ביום הרבין המשמור וחיים יצחיים, זה מחלקת ביטוין בישמיים ביסילה, מחלקת ביטוין בישמיים ביסילה כמו חיסון בשפט תהלוך איז עצם כיסאו even a small thing like his kiseo, the size of his feet, I mean how much is it? So it becomes magnum mass. But there, it has to be a complete kesef or a complete skull. So the question is, what is complete kesef? So suppose, so if two vertebrae were removed to Julius, then according to everybody, it's an incomplete shekel, and it's not mitame be'er. If one shekel is one, if one chul, one vertebra was removed, then there is a machleiru with mishana misil. Misil is saying it's an incomplete shekel, right? So it's toya mitame be'er, misil are maker. And mishama say, if only one vertebra was removed, so it's not toya mutami to Messiah. So they are mach. So Shmuel says the chen mitreif. The same machleik is would apply to treif. But there, in connection with treif, so behime, the roles will be reversed in respect to Messiah. So b'shama yamach mir and b'shama meikir. In respect to treif is Bishama will be Mekir and Bishama will be Machmir. Suppose that the Ime had in its lifetime removed one vertebrae, but not two. So according to Bishama, it's still a complete shatter. So why is it a type? It's a complete shatter. And so Bishama will be Mekir. According to Bishama, it's an incomplete shatter. So it's Treife. So Bishama will be Machmir. מסייפה וחיין ולטריפה מסייפה די קרב יודה דיקטונה. So how does Shmuel know וחיין ולטריפה? Maybe משם הם בסיר say it in regard to Tumaseer. They don't have reference to טריפה בהמס. מה יחת איס? The guy is because in the same Mishne in the Seife there is another machlekes between Bishamay and Bisila in regard to a human skull. So in order to mitamet Meseel, the human skull in the AL has to be complete. But if it's an incomplete skull, not. So Bishamay say what makes it into an incomplete skull so that it would be toya mit Meseel if it, the piece removed from the human skull is the size of a drill spool, kimlei magdeach, as much as a drill can grab it, can take a hold of it, can take a hold of it. What's that? So according to the Gemara in Pchiras Daf Lamed Zayin, it's at the end of Lamed Zayin and Beis, and it continues into Lamed Ches, the beginning of Lamed Ches on Daf. So that's a seller plus, not just the seller is certain matzeir, but a little more, a seller plus. How much more? The Gemara doesn't mention. I mean that has to be explored. How much? You know, sometimes when you talk plus, so even an infinitesimal. But here we couldn't say even infinitesimal. So it has to be. I mean, something substantial. Plus, the Gemara doesn't say. All right, anyway, but it's a little more than the size of the cell. So only if Kimuloi Magdiach was removed from the skull, so then it's Toya Melitame Tumaseya according to Bishama. So again, Bishama Yamachmir. Suppose exactly the size of the cell was removed, not the cell plus. So then it's still considered a complete human skull, and it's mitame to Masir. Bisil say, k'tei shiyom is minachai. In other words, as much as is necessary to be fatal, to cause death. So how much is that? So the Gemara in Peres, that's what the Zion says. It means the size of itself. The size of itself. So they still say that the reason is why Kidei Sheyom is Minachai is Mitayam with Maseel, because it's in a Chayo, and by the Trefes of Beime is also in a Chayo. So Mele, the same thing would apply according to Bisilel, the Gabi Trefes of Beime. And since we find a Machlegit in Shalom Bisilel in respect to Maseel, in connection with the human skull and in connection with the human shetre. So just as the machlekes in connection with the human skull applies to treifes of the ego, so the machlekes in connection with the human shetre also applies to treifes of the ego. We say if a diet had been electronic ability gales, come on, he saw me go gales. Bishamayim and Tolim Magdeach, a drillsful, who be still ancient of Nahai Yomis, Alma de Bishiomis, a Hosh of Chisorim, who loch a Hosh of the Rabude, Bahadamishnayes, Mishmasnis and Dayek, the Hosh of Ribade Schmeitze, the Hosh of Milse, the Ravavire, the Sheshmeitze, Avadamasnis Nidmar. Vim teimar im kin amal li porich name vo yi ke gul geiles. So the Gemara could ask another question. Vo yi ke gul geiles? More than 18? Chit Rab Yudah akure koi adarabe. I mean the whole raya of Rab Yudah is from gul geiles. So why doesn't the Gemara ask from gul geiles? Reime Rab Natam, here we have Rab Natam Shih. Mentioned in many places. I mean, Zvochi, in Bavakame, in Eiradim, I mean, in many places. In Shas, from Tamsh. Vein Rav Netam, the Rav Yudah Likoya Agul Geles, the Salke Daitoch, the Chisorein, the Gul Geles, Havi Makrum, U Behemo Mitri, Tebin Kivas Akrum, Lichude, Avolodom, Isle Masle, Boye, Chisore, Gugeles, in Nikiva Sakrum. So, Rav Netam says that when Rav Yudah Mashmuel says that the Machleik is between the Shalom and the Zira, is in respect to Behemet too, that's only in connection with Shebra. The same Machleik is twice the Behemet. But the Machleik is in respect to his call is a machlekes only in connection with other ligabi tmaseya, but not ligabi treifes beime, because ligabi vis-a-vis treifes beime, the whole question discussed between Bisham Bisil doesn't even come up. So Rav Netam assumes that in order that a substantial piece of the skull should be removed, so the membrane of the brain has to be perforated also. It's inconceivable that a piece of the skull should be removed and there should be no perforation in the membrane. That's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. It cannot happen. That's what Rav Netam assumes. So Mele, the question is, how can such a question arise in connection with Treifes Beime? We have Aloche that if the membrane of the brain is perforated, so then that in itself makes a Treife. We have a whole discussion that, hey, was the outer membrane, the inner membrane, both, either one. Yeah, so or dafke the outer, or dafke the inner. I mean, there are four shittes how we pass in that gemara. But anyway, so a perforation of the membrane itself, even though the skull remains intact. So the inside that is enclosed by the membrane remains intact. So it's treif already. So how can there be a machlekes, whether it's kimli magdeach, or in other words, a sela plus removal, or a sela mitzumtzem removal, without any removal, as long as it is as the membrane is perforated. And if the membrane is not perforated, there couldn't be a removal of a piece of the skull anyway. So Rambam says, the whole machlekes arises from in connection with the Messiah and in connection to the Bene. So the mere fact that it's perforated makes it into a treife and it's a phalomus. But then by Odom, since Odom is Isle Masle, so Mimele, not all the treifes that make it a treife by the Heine and the Tueino Chayo and the Fetal, so by Odom he doesn't make him into a treife. And we see that according to Rav Natami, the thing that makes a behavior or another treife is the fact that it has a result. Doesn't make him into a treifa. And we see that according to Rav Natami, the thing that makes a behavior or another treifa is the fact that it has a result. So there are many treifes of the utres treifes that make the behemoth into a treifa, into a neino chayo, but by Odom they don't make it, they don't make an Odom into a treifa, because an Odom has mind. Aval Odom, now here there is one term, Vimram Tam Drav Yudal Likoye Agogeles. Why does Tesis use the Russian Salkabaita? Why? It's only Rambatam Savande, Rambatam was Rezea. Tesis mentioned it in many places in Shas that that's Rambatam Shite. It's not that he only had the Salkabaita. So the Rashash is made on that. And the Rashash says it's probably a story say there. And that was written in the manuscript, it was written Samech Lamed. So then the Matfis read it as a Dalet, and they put in the Salke Daitoch. But actually it means the Svirle, the Chison, the Gelgiles, Habi Makom, Ubehema, I mean the Cholos, how the Rishash was about boss, he was a businessman, he was not a boss. So how he counted every letter in Shas, Mor, Rashi, Tetzis, Hashem, and Shemarag. So such balabatim we had at one time. So the Sfirle, the Chisor, and the Gogeles, Havi Makrum, Ubehemo Mitrife, Bin Krivas Akrum Vechude, Havu Odom Yisli Mazle, Boy Chisor, and Gogeles, and Kivas Akrum. Oda Oma Beirem, the Hoshi Trey Humre, the Sasra, Gilgiles, Chigin Shetra, the Gilgiles, Agaf Shetra, the Gilgiles. Now, it's important to know the context of that Gemara. Gemara there mentions about the Machlech between Bisham and Israel. So then, actually, Bishamai, Lomochrif in the Mishra. But the Silel were the majority, were the Rov. The Chachmei B'Silel were the Rov. But then a Paschal came out and said, Halacha K'B'Silel. So but then the Gemara says, Horei Tzalasis K'Divre B'Shama Yois, K'Divre B'Silel Ois. If somebody wants to do it, like Bishamai, to act like Bishamai, so he can act. If he wants to do it like Bishilel, he can also deport himself like Bishilel. Suppose someone wants to be made the colors of Bishamai and the colors of Bishilel, that's the problem today, you know. People ask shyness. So the rest of whom they think that they'll give them a code. Sometimes they make a mistake. So they ask someone, they think that technically me too. I mean, here in Chicago, people thought they were sure that I would be vehicle and I was mafia. So then they ask somebody else. Until they found someone, you know, you got to put in social exam. So he's mentioned in respect to everything. So they finally get someone who is made, you know, for everything. Today it's not hard, you know, to get a heta for anything you want. Anything. You have to work a little harder, so you'll get it. So, suppose someone deports himself like the Kulim Shammai is, you know? So the Gemara uses a very sharp expression, Rosh. So, suppose someone tries to act out the Chumras B'Shammai and the Chumras B'Shirel. The Chumras B'Shirel. So then, Psil B'Chishah. Psil B'Chishah. I mean, this Gemara has to be explained. It's not so simple. After all, I mean, suppose there is a shayla in a deraisa. Shayla deraisa, we have stated deraisa v'chomre. One chochem says, his make one is machmir. So stated deraisa v'chomre, why should not like the chomres of both? So why ksil b'chir shachirich? The Ritvo, Nivomes, I think it is, might be mentioned, and Chumos, I mean, it's another sugya, not in our sugya, but further in the Yomites, who discusses it great length. I just want to mention it. Agavuch, he says that Horei Tzalasis Ki B'Shama Yise, Horei Tzalasis Ki B'Sil Yise, is only when the Chachmi B'Shama, the Chochamot B'Shama, past in connection with the particular tikh. For example, there is a machlekes between. Of course, all that is only kidding the Pascha. After the Pascha, we cannot say, Horei Tzalasis Kidil B'Shama Yise, Horei Tzalasis Kidil B'Sila Yise, because Haloch is Kibisila. But kidding the Pascha, so Horei Tzalasis Kidil B'Shama Yise, and Horei Tzalasis Kidil B'Sila. For example, there is a machlekes between Bishama and Bishilel, the first Mishnah Yevamos, whether Tzoras Abbas is Muteres, or Tzoras Abbas is Asur. Now, what does it mean, Tzoras Abbas? Chomish Eshrem, the first Mishnah Yevamos. Chomish Eshrem, Noshim, Petris, Soriseyen, Vitzoris, Soriseyen, Nachlit Nayim. In other words, suppose Reuven and Osher are brothers. I mean, Reuven and Osher, you know, the sons of Yaakov were brothers, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about other Reuven and Osher. They are brothers. And Reuven and Osher has a daughter, Sorach. Now, this is not necessarily like Sorach Bas Osher or the Ben Yaakov, because there are some Rishayim who say they are Medaiket from a certain posik. I don't remember which posik in the Torah. The Sorach was not the daughter of Asher. She was the daughter of Asher's wife. In other words, she was like an adopted daughter. In other words, Asher's wife was married before, and then she had the daughter of Sarah for the first husband, and then Asher married her. So Asher was Migadol Sarah. So he was like an adopted daughter. Adopted daughter is not a daughter. But anyway, but I am mentioning an example where Sarah is the real daughter of Asher. The real daughter of Asher. And then Asher marries his niece, Basochet. He's allowed to marry. It's a mitzvah too. So Reuben married Sarah. And he had another wife. He had another wife, Rochel. He had a wife, Rochel. Then Reuben died without children. And so they are both left, and he has one brother, Asher. Can Asher be Yavin's daughter? Of course not, she's an Arab. So the Chiddush in the Mishnah is by the Silel that not only that Asher cannot be Yavin, cannot be Yavin Sarah's daughter, that goes without saying. It's an Arab. But he cannot even be Yavin Rochel, the other wife. She's not an Arab. Because she's a tzorah of an Arab. So Chamash Esrei Noshim, Petri, Son, Seyem, Son, Seyem, that's B'tzilosh. And of course, we pass by B'tzilosh. But B'shamay say, Tzorah Sabasim Uteres. So, B'shamay say, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, say, that when the Mora says, Gidon HaBasko, Arita Lazis, B'shamay Lise, B'tzilosh, so it has reference to the case where somebody, let's say Reuven, came to one of the Chachmei B'Shamay and he asked him, now I had a brother Asher, Asher came, Reuven died, so Asher came before one of the Chachmei B'Shamay, he asked him a shayla, he said, I had a brother Reuven. Reuven was married to my daughter, and he was married to another woman, Rochel, and Reuven died. Can I be Niyavim? Can I marry Rochel? And the Chacham of Chacham Shammai said, yes, of course you can be Niyavim Rochel. You've been kind of mitzvah of him. So then, he connected out to the family. Because the Chacham B'Shamay passed. Suppose then, a month later, so there's another case, exactly the same case, the same child. Not with Reuven and Asher, but with, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi, and Shimon, Levi brothers, and Shimon married Levi's daughter, her name is Levi. And then he married another woman whose name was Rivkin. And then Shimon died. And then Levi came. Levi doesn't come before Chacham B'Shamay. But he heard, a month ago, my best friend Dosha told me what Chacham B'Shamay told him. Why do I have to go to Chacham B'Shamay? I know already the Psak. Chacham B'Shamay passed it already. I'll marry Rivkin. No, he cannot do it. Because he didn't ask Shaila. He didn't ask Shaila of the Chacham B'Shamay. Osha did. Osha was allowed to rely on the Psak by Chacham B'Shamay. But Levi didn't ask Chacham B'Shamay. Even though it's the same case, could we distinguish between this case and that case? But there was no achoye by Chacham B'Shamay in respect to that particular Hatikah. It has to be explained. So anyway, this is that's the limitation that the Ritva places, and the other Rishonim say the same thing, places upon the Gemara of a Reitzel Asis Kedivah B'Shamay Ise and Kedivah B'Sila Ise. But either K'B'Shamay or K'B'Sila, but a kleis of shalzeh or kleis of shalzeh, even when he gets a yoroye from the Chachmei Bishamayim. So, often Chacham Yisrael is a Roshi. Chumreisov Shalze, the Chumreisov Shalze, even when he gets a Roye, so Xil Bachishri. So, for an era, we put a limitation on the Xil Bachishri. That's only when the two Psokim, by the Psak by the Shammai, and the Psak by the Silel, as Tata de Sassa. Tata de Sassa is the same question. But, suppose, let's say, in connection with Soros Abbas, so he deports himself like the Shammai, and in connection with another Shaila, let's say, in connection with another Shaila, another Shaila, another Indian, so he acts like the Chumr of Bisilel, when it's not the same question, a different question. One is in Yibum and one is in Tumaseh. So then, we do not say Ksil Bachesh Kilech. It doesn't mean that if you deport yourself like the one Shikhe of Chacham Bishama in one Indian, you have to deport yourself like the Shikhe of Bishama in all your Nateor. I mean, that's in the Rapport. Only when it starts with us. So that's what the Gemara says. Then we say Ksil Bachesh Kilech. So the Gemara says, Behold, the Oma, the Ered, the Choshi, the Chumra, the Sasra, the Kinshel of the Gopiers. What is Tartu the Sasra? So Tartu the Sasra is, for example, by Shevra. So let's say, he had a Shaila, he had a Shevra, a human Shevra, from which one vertebra, one Chumra was removed, but not two. And then the question arose, is he care? Can he enter that hair that has that shetra that is deficient in one chumri? And he acted like the Shammai, he refrained from entering that hair. He moved out of that house. He acted like the Shammai. Then he had another shaila, he also had a behemoth. From which, one vertebra was removed, and he had to know: can he eat the behemoth or can't he eat the behemoth? So he was machmir, and he decided not to eat the behemoth. Not the behemoth. That's like. So that chumre is like bisila. So here the tata is asra manushach. Why are you a bisil bachin shachin? You acted out bishamayis chumre in connection with the maseil. Fine. It's your right. You got to pesach from chachm bishamay, chachm bishamay, chachm yisroel. You can learn that. You don't have to worry. Why? In the other shayle, you acted out the chumre of bisila. So we are exil b'cheshach. But if he acts out the chumre of the Shammai in one Indian, and the chumre of the Shammai in another Indian, that is not totally one in the other, he's not exil b'cheshach. He's a very smart person. He knows what he's doing exactly. Here he acts like the psak by the Shammai, and here he acts like the psak by the Shammai. What's wrong with it? He has to act like the Ksak in Holy Yonato of one Chochet. So Gemara mentions Shedra the Gulgeles. So Gemara mentions Gulgeles also, that's a Kashi against Rabbetam, because Bishlim is Shedra, so the same Achleikes applies to Treke too, but the roles are reversed. But Gulgeles, so the same Achleikes doesn't apply to the legal in connection with the Hine. Because they are, if the member is pierced, that in itself makes it into a faith. So why is he Ksil Bachin Shachilich? So according to everybody, it's faith is a Sura Bachilich. So why is he Ksil Bachin Shachilich? So this says, Rabbetam says, that the more really mean Shedre. And Gulgeles is Agav Koran Okat. But just Agav Koran Agav Shedre no Gulgeles. Iname linyan treifes odom kore. Gechen li treife nanavrutas. Not that it is that it's not agavkoranokat, but it doesn't mean that the sasre that he acted out the chumrah bishama in connection with tumaseil and the chumrah bishil in connection of treifes behemah, because in connection with treifes behemah, so there is no machlekin to bishama bishil. The perforation in the membrane that in itself makes it different. So it's not Ksubach Hishachelech, according to everybody's life. But it means a Chumran de Kule Tarte Disasre in Odom itself. The Chim Treife in Antre Sodom Koy, the Chim Treife in Al Gilz Mishal de Chumran de Kule, Chumran in Erges HaNefesh. So what's the chumre of Bishamai in Eriks HaNefesh? So what's the aloch of Eriks HaNefesh? Eriks HaTreifeh. Eriks HaTreifeh is potter. Gavel Taylor, potter of Mrs. Bezen, is a Tzeah. But he's potter of Mrs. Bezen. So suppose he killed a person whose skull was damaged. The skull was deficient. A substantial piece of the skull was removed from that person. From that person. How much? Just the size of the cella. Not the cella plus. But the cella mitzumtzemes. Not the cella mitzumtzemes. The cella mitzumtzemes. So according to Bishamai, it's nothing about theory. He's not a gavre teir. According to Bisilel, he is a gavre. Gavre teir. If he's not from a high yomz, if his salam is msemes, was removed. So, in respect to Trife Sodom, the gavre heirik, now, so he was mechayev mise. In other words, that person, who is a Ksil Bachish Chilech, is not an ordinary citizen. He is one of the Sanhedrin, because otherwise, how could he act out this deed? So, in other words, he is one of the Sanhedrin, and one Sanhedrin couldn't begin a dine of a person. So, I mean, all the Sanhedrin, did it that way. So the Shaila arose, let's say, one person killed another person. And the victim was a sick person, a substantial piece of the skull was removed from it. So the question arose: is the Ritzeach higher or not? So the Sanhedrin passed that the Ritzeach is chayev misi. That's like whom? Like who's humre? So that's like Bishama. That's like Bishama. Because according to Bisilel, if Bisalam Tzemes was removed, so then is the Gavetele, so the Tzeach is put off. Since it's an Edom Paskund, that is chayev misi, because only Bisalam Tzemes was removed, not Bisalam Tzemes. So maybe it's not the Gavatel. So they acted out the Chumra of Bisil. So Chumra in Sanhedrin, the Kulal in Bin Prayer, but then the same Sanhedrin, another Shaila, was presented before them. The Kulal in Bin Prayer, in Nitrap Teh Shleishi, Sheinakeim Tzorich Leharzia, in Kiblei. So in other words, the Alochi is the Tifi Prayer, is a treife, so then you don't have to give 5 shloim to the kehel. So suppose the baby, the treya, has a deficient skull, but it's deficient in what piece? In a cella, mitzumtzemes. So according to Bisilel, he's a treife, is it right? Some mele, he's potter. So he's potter. So, and according to Bishamai, so he's higher in Pinaben. But he gave already five sloy. And then the shayla was, is the king mechuyev to restore back, to give it back to him? And the psak was that so then the kula would be sheina kinzo raz in kibbutz. So that would be it out of this asking the kibbutz. Uminos chaver etreif. What do you mean, uminos chaver etreif? So in other words, here we have a big chidesh in tesis. Now, if since etreif is destined to die, if etreif is destined, if etreif is destined to die, some male, if a person doesn't kill on the spot another person, but he shoots him, and then he gets a perforated lung, a perforated lung, and the doctor say that it's fatal. So then he's hiding the sick, even before he dies. Now the question is, the Maram asks a very strong question against the spaces. Why the spaces have to visualize Chukra Bikule by Gugeles in connection of Hiris and Nefesh, Chukra in Hiris and Nefesh, Bikule in Pinipre? Why couldn't they say Chukra Bikule Le Chukra Le Indian Tumasayal? So in other words, a shayla arose before that person that there is a deficient skull in a certain room, and it's deficient in a piece of a tzalam tzemes, but not a tzala meruveches, is a kain allowed to enter that room. And the psak is that kid is not allowed to enter that room, because only when it's deficient in Kimlea Magdeach, not if it's deficient in Kimlea Sela, is in Senes. And then, and Kule, Liam Pinin Treya, why did they have to mention all of a sudden? Here is an epic. All of a sudden, here is an epic. The Maharama is a kash. After all, Tumasayal is mentioned in the Mishnah, but here is an epic is not mentioned in the Mishnah always. So why does he have to pick up something in a hakim when he can mention an example that is mentioned in the Mishnah? And then something else. That's it. That's also based by the Maharama. In other words, the Maharama says, Chumre Bishamay, Chumre Bishirel is a Ksir Achishchit. That means the Roshi is not. Kulas Bishamay, Kulu Bishirel is a Roshi. It's a wicked person. But Chumre Bishamay, Chumre Bishirel, even the Tavu Sassu, we have not had shown the Roshi, can be Tavu. But he is not very smart. He doesn't know, I mean, he doesn't have any direction. He doesn't have it. He just is a Ksir Achishchit. But he might be the biggest, big savage. I wanted to say the biggest savage, so then he said, no, he's still, how can he be the biggest savage? It's not, he's just a savage. Alright, so if Tesis had mentioned Chumre, Linyan Tumaseyel, then you can apply the expression Ksil Bachesh. But Tesis mentions Chumre, Linyan Tumaseyel. In other words, one person killed another person. And the victim was a sick person. He had a deficient skull. What were the deficiencies in his skull? A piece, Kimlei, and not Kimlei, Kimlei Sela, missing Senes. Kimlei Senes was removed, was cut out from his skull. And then, so the Sanhedrin passed him. So the peasant passed him. So the peasant passed him that he's high missing. Like who she cares. That he's high missing. He's not the Gabbatel. Why is he Gabbatel? Because it was only deficient in Salam Tzemes, not in Pilim Abdeach, in Salam Rubachas. So, like the Chumra of Misham. Then another question came up. When he came, when Yisroel, the father of the baby, called, asking Mishaila, he had such a baby that was born with the deficiency of Yisroel Tzemes, and I already gave the Kayan the Kayan Mechuyen to give me back the 5 Shloim. So he said the Kayan is Mechuyen to give back the five Shloim. So that's Ksil Bachei Shachelech. It's only Ksil. It's a terrible person that there's in Chasim Shalom. I don't think that any person would act like that. It's not a question of Ksil. In other words, he paskened on the basis of Chumre that the Ritzeach should be executed. That's a Chumre at the expense of somebody else's life, some Machmir at the expense of somebody's life. That's not just a Ksil Bachei Shachelech. It's not such a good midah. Ksil Bachei Shachelech might be a very good person, but yeah, he acts out all the chumras at somebody else's expense, at the expense of somebody else's life. So he's a ritzeach, according to the other mandomar, he's a ritzeach. That's Ksil Bachei Shachelech. You know the story about the Chaim. Chaim was a big Mekon Pekach Nefesh, an unusual Mekon Pekach Nefesh. Kippur, Shabbos, he always was cheshish for the most remote possibility of Sakonim. So one Rav once said to him, in Petersburg, at the conference, Priska Rav, Herrn resigned as a Chester Mekon in Pekach Nefesh. So Rav Chaim said, Ihr bin nicht der größte Mekel in Pekach Nefesh, ihr bin der größte Machner in Pekach Nefesh. Ihr bin ein Mekel in Achilas in Akipurin, but in Pekach Nefesh bin ich der größte Machner. Ihr bin Cheshish, vor jeder Schoshe von Sakoni, Zalim, that's Ksil Bachri Shachereich. He's a Roshe, the Chumres at the other's expense, when the Ksil Bachei Shachelech at one's own expense, but not at the other's expense, he'll pasken that his high misi should be executed because he wants to act out all the Chumres at the expense of somebody else's life. Both kashes are raised by the Maram. So the Maram says that it's a Torah Sefer here. He says, Chumre l'inim tumaseya, v'kula l'inim pidim prayer. Not Chumre l'inim erikz hanefesh. Why does he have to conjure up, pick up min achakim erikz hanefesh, when he can mention tumaseya? But anyway, I mean, that's not, but it's not a test. That shows how the Maram, and the Marshon, the Maram, how he died in every word of this. Alright. That's Ramat Hamshi. That there is a difference between Chayt Sodom and Chayt Al-Bay. When you call it, the Bishomu Gabi Hodom, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehudem, Mikvah Morot Reifem, the mark. actually Rabbanu said there's machlik between Rabbanu and Rabbi Yisrael Bude whether the Tamor is straight or not. Rabbi Yisrael Bude says it's straight and it's fatal, and Rabbanu say it's not fatal and it's not straight. So the Rabbanu asked Rabbi Sabi, how can you say it's straight and it's fatal, but he had a perforated cold water and he lived a long life. So Rabbi Yisrael Bude said that was darkness. Alright. So the question is, the machleket between the Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Bude is in the Yad of Behemeth. What kind of Likashi is it? Rabbi Yehiv is another. So the Misli Mazle. So it's not fatal. But Rabbi Yehiv is Mazle. So it is fatal. Strong Kashi. Mashma Bude, Misli Likashi. כמו לבנות ואיד לי כמו גבי אדומו וירוקו כשירו. In other words, suppose the lung is red, the lung is green, you see, your age is more, sometimes means yellow and sometimes means green. So here I think that yireko means green. Alright. So אדומו וירוקו כשירו ומייסה מן רב נוסן שבוסו לפונו איש או שמולו אז בנו so the twice and chero so a raya from rab nosen why? Because there was one woman who had a child and the child was minor and then he died from it. You know that happens when the baby is afflicted with hemophilia. That, then they had another child, and again was remarried, and again died. Then she had a third child, but he had prayed to carry out the new, he carried out the new only child. So she called Nelson, and she asked whether she was able to be mother child. So Nelson said, you will be able to be mother child, but not now. You have to postpone until become a little older and to be blood. So she stirred it and then it was me blood and then they performed it. Bora mentions a raya that the same thing is true. I mean, how do they say that a baby had hemophilia? Because he had a marod and he had a mariorek. So we see that it's not fake. You only have to wait until the dam is nipla, sometimes temporarily, you know. So it has that mark. So here too, the behemoth's lung has that mark temporarily for some reason, but it's not fake. So the mother mentions that I was from Odom to behemoth. What kind of equation is there between Odom and behemoth? By Odom it's not fatal because Odom is Lemazle, but the Hemo is less Lemazle, so it is fatal. So it is fatal. So this is for the cancer. But let's think of it. For you hear me for a, if you saw the leaders, the Loyakon, over then Ram Thomas, from Kashi. How can we say that the same operates between the Chinese Israel, the combination, the mission, connection, the problem, the Vasea, that lies to pray for. Joseph Morris says, the Chen pray for. But these are the elements, so by the aim of just the perforation in the membrane of the skull, of the brain, makes the babies they pray for. So how can that question arise? What substantial piece of the skull has to be removed? It cannot be removed unless it's perforated. So that in itself is like, so he says how. Song of Gil Giloyakum, Giloyakum, who pray for the Vishesei, Pakum, the Posei. Also then the question arises, the question arises So Taita says, Rabbi Nachman, that the machlekes is the chayim of life in the ring also, but then yes, but the preparation of the membrane itself is master of the danger. Suppose there is no preparation. How is it possible? Well, sometimes machmas chayim is there, the conditions of the piece of the skull. When the skull starts to disintegrate, so then they might not necessarily do any preparation in the membrane. So that's the machleke between Shammai and Yisrael. How much deficiency is matri affects Shammai and Yisrael? Shammai and Yisrael. But then the question arises, so there is more than it has. So there is more than it has. So why does the Mishnah mention it? Why does the Mishnah mention it? So it says, Chisor Malgeret Le'avum. The answer is, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because why does the efficient skull make it into trait? Because it's in Holina. So it's included in Ikat Chumash Shamaya. So it doesn't actually mention separate. When you talk about Agam Le'avum, trait for which is Ikat Chum, שסעיף עצמו מפוסק הוא לא אוכל מפור לחוכת מלגרס דוקטור נדאפ מזמח אבל לא אפשר לפוש שהעיק מאוד מהרבה שניקה ומגוגל שלהם ניסה מלמדיה ועדיין חכה ואחר you see that in the days of Texas they all suffer. Haben wir dann schon nicht auch in den Händen Jesu in der Weg, man weiß, die performed operations. Unless Jesus means Jesu haben wir dann schon schon nicht am Größen in der Weg, es wird von smart doctors performed operations. But the criminals who in a brutal way cut out his family in the skull, that's faster. Says, how can you tell them? And all in those years, I don't know, everything is possible. Shayishabe, Shemitam, and Yosem, Yesam, and Mateach, Vadayin Chayim, Vinire, the Chisor, and Adogeles, Habe, in the Kivas, so, according to Ramtam, there's no Kashi, because all of it's the Mazle. But, according to Tesis, that there is no difference between Adam and Eve. So it's a kasha. So in other words, so what the Gemara says is inconsistent with the fact. The Mire, the Chisor Magogeles, have in the Kivas Kuma Elin, the Seif Tatoi Eli Posei, Avo Goloi Chisor in Etzem, in Nikat Koelien, in Seif Tatoi Liposei. So when this Chisor and Gogeles matri, if it's coupled with a perforation in the outer membrane, so even though the inner membrane was not nipsak, not perforated, but it's destined to be perfect. Avobloi Chisor and Etzer, in Nikav Kumelien, in Sabtoi Liposei, Behein, Bibrechen Bibheine, Ikelman Domar, Tatoi Mei, now that has to do with Gemara Daf Mei. So, according to the Tesis Gilse, it doesn't matter, I think it can be according to both of your stories. So, in other words, so, if there is one Mandomar, that says that even if the outer membrane is pierced, but if the inner membrane is intact, so then it's not raving. So Samamele, there is no chesamun etzem. If there is no chesamun etzem, so if there is a chesamun etzem and it's coupled with the perforation in the outer membrane, samamele is the inner membrane is destined to be perforated, so it's a treife. So it's a treife because of mikvah kumishaleach. It doesn't have to be counted separately. But if there is no deficiency in the skull, and the outer membrane is pierced, but inner membrane not, some mele we pasken like the mandoma, that in order to be treifer, then the inner membrane must be pierced. And since the inner membrane is not pierced, and there is no deficiency, so it's not destined to be pierced later either, so it's kshel. What about Adam Mandoma? Phil Mandoma come loye, afal gav leketatoye. So what will say? Avalabintatoye treb yesh lechalik mablo beimo. But not lab mitam, ablo imtam abintam. El mishibodo makuma tachti koshe vichozok yeise mebeim. Mishibhoche boye chisor netzem kibas eli ubeimo hatachtin rach veitzor chisor netzem imo eli avo bedobo sheshov beze o beze eil lechal beimo. Anyway, we have a machleket between Abitam and Teisves as to whether there is an equation between trade sodom and trade beimo, or there is no equation, or there is no equation. Abitam says there is no equation. So many of the treifes in Behemo do not have to be treifes in Behemo. Now, from Tesfes and Rametam, it's Masha, that the whole basis of the Shem Treifo is faith. You see, the whole Machlekes is whether we say, on account of the Muslim Machlekes, some of them really, certain deficiencies, certain organic defects that are fatal in the Behemo, whether they are also fatal in the but the crucial question is it fatal or not fatal? So from thesis is mashma, the trip in the chayu is not a statistical thing, but it's a basic thing, because since thesis says that there is an equation between Trifes the Behemo and Trifes the Odom, and Trifes the Odom is Nigeya, let's say, the Gabi here and Godom Trifes is the Gabi here. So there it certainly depends upon the fatal or not fatal. We couldn't be sure we got these Trifes, so we can say fatal or not fatal is not a relevant question. It's only simple. Why is it Trifes? Because the Torah said so, Allah is missing it. But the Gabi Gabi Tele is not, I have to say. The Torah said so is a trade. Why is it Gavetele? Why is this person different than any other person? So Gavetele certainly depends upon the fact that he is destined to die from that market. Yeah. So according to Rabbatam, there is a difference because other Muslim Maslay and Behina is Muslim Maslay. Other Muslim Masle, Behemoth, Lesle Masle, and the Congress takes a very good. And takes as two kashes against Rabbatam. One from the Gemara of Yet, and one from the Gemara of